You're listening to Innovation for Alpha, where we explore everything at the intersection of healthcare innovation and finance. Through our discussions and interviews, we keep you informed and educated about healthcare innovations, next-level venture investing, and everything involving the combination of the two.
Hello, everybody. It's Tobin Arthur, your host for Innovation for Alpha. And today I'm joined by Dr. David Kay, who is just an incredible entrepreneur. And he is an orthopedic surgeon based back in Ohio. We're going to talk about some of the really neat companies he's building. But Dr. Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tobin. Thanks so much for having me on.
So we've been talking for a while about Dr. Kay's three different companies and really some of the philosophy behind these. I'm fascinated. We're going to bring some additional content that I think all of you are going to appreciate, from how to build companies to the importance of sales. But today, you know, Dr. Kay, why don't we start with just a introduction of your background clinically, and then how you started to evolve into some of these entrepreneurial functions.
So I'm an orthopedic surgeon, board certified orthopedic surgeon, so specialty in foot and ankle work. Started practice in 1987, came back to Akron, Ohio, so that I could have both a hybrid practice, which includes academics and private practice. I worked with a number of biomedical engineering graduate students on their PhDs and masters. And out of this was a lot of fixation work, and patterns were evolving. And I was seeing these points that others just weren't seeing as far as how to connect the points together to create a company. And out of that was OrthoHelix, which was not quite the first company, but probably the first of note. And that was a company acquired by Tornier in 2012. It was focused on orthopedic implants for the distal extremities, hands, foot and ankle. That after being acquired by Tornier, that was acquired by Wright, and Wright was subsequently acquired by Stryker. So been through a few different acquisitions. After the Tornier acquisition, I still had a lot of scratches and a lot of itching. And I said, okay, what else can we do? And put together a group of friends, and we said, let's go solve some problems. And the first problem that we wanted to solve in the foot and ankle space was the ankle brace. Ankle bracing had not changed in 20 plus years. Taping is, we've known, is pretty ineffective. And we said, let's go solve it. And out of that, formed a company called Rubber City Bracing. And several years later, we're now ready to introduce the Vero Ankle, which is a dynamic ankle brace that's comfortable, form-fitting. It fits in with all of our modern methods of joint rehabilitation for ligament injuries. But it's dynamic, it's elastomeric, it's completely different from anything else that's currently on the market, which is a very, very large market if we divide it into the injuries, the sprains and fractures, to injury prevention, very, very large market. The next one was clearly the way we close skin with stitches. You can actually trace that back 20,000 years. You can find an Egyptian hieroglyphs and said, this is absurd. The current skin adhesives, really just the material characteristics just weren't quite right. Worked with a polymer chemist at the University of Akron. Subsequently, that led to some patents and then licensing of patents and then development of what's now called Resavant Medical. And this is a completely new skin adhesive that we're working on our FDA submission starting towards the end of this year, early next year, as a class two medical device with a redesigned applicator and material characteristics that are very, very different that solve the problem of how do we close a skin in an atraumatic way for a painless removal and maybe even not even look at coming back into the office for nobody's good patient experience of suture and staple removal. So trying to eliminate that, improve our outcomes with cosmesis, as well as proper healing, reduce time in the operating room. And then the third one is, how do we reliably, reproducibly put our surgical implants in place? A lot of what we do in orthopedic surgery is freehand, and we navigate with in two dimensions using fluoroscopy. And the current solutions are either to use navigation or to use robots, both of which are very expensive, complex, require CTs, And what we've now developed through a company called STARS, or Surgical Targeted Solutions, is a very small handheld robot that uses fluoroscopy to create our three-dimensional coordinate system and allows us to work in the confines three-dimensionally real time. So those are the three companies.
Well, and they're three incredible companies. You've given me the overview on all three. They all three have amazing characteristics that we're going to want to share with everyone. In the interest of time, we'll defer that for a future date. And as I mentioned, we'll talk also about the importance of sales, because as you have shared with me, it's one thing to build something, but you got to get it out there. And that's not going to happen on its own. And there's just so many different themes. This is a great introduction. I want to get a few links, if we can, of anything that's publicly ready on each of the three companies. We'll share it in the show notes so that those of you listening to this, if you're intrigued by these categories, I want you to go take a look at these companies. And then, as I mentioned, we'll come back with some additional discussions and materials. But Dr. K, I really appreciate you introducing these companies, and it's been great to meet you. I look forward to more discussions and getting more involved with you to help these companies progress. So thanks.
Thank you, Tobin. Appreciate the opportunity to present this information.
See you again soon for the next episode of Innovation for Alpha. Make sure to go to Innovation for Alpha for access to prior episode links, show notes, and other valuable resources. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any investment decisions, please consult with a professional. This show is copyrighted by Angel Indie Media, and written permission must be granted before syndication or rebroadcast.